I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a game that is coming out or has just come out. My name is James.
And my name is Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hello,
you been playing a game recently?
I certainly have. Ooh. I've been playing the new Pokemon Scarlet.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
This is the ninth generation Pokemon game.
Mainline
series. Yeah, we are old. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We've been playing these games since we were tiny children.
Still going.
And it's still going strong. This, of course, Scarlet is one of two games, as is tradition,
yep.
Scarlet and Violet. I've been playing Scarlet, and largely the openings are the same. There's some slight differences, like Pokemon that are exclusive to each platform.
That's standard, yeah.
School is a fairly big aspect of this,
of
this game. So there's differently titled schools, and also your sort of legendary Pokemon that you use for navigation, I'll go into that in a second, is different as well. But those are the largely superficial differences between them. So, welcome to the Paldea region.
Oh God, where
That's
are
where
we now?
We are now.
What sort of location is this based off, roughly?
I am not aware of what it's trying to parody, if any. There's I want to say
Maybe
there's a lot
not.
Of Spanish influence.
Okay.
There's all sorts of different regions to this region, if you will.
To be confirmed, then, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm sure people have already decided and deciphered, but it's not immediately obvious to me. Not like the Oi Gavna of Sword and Shield.
That was quite blatant, yeah.
It was quite obvious, yes. Now, there is a huge difference in this game when compared to other mainline Pokemon games in that they have, for want of a better term, Breath of the Wilded it, in that it is truly open world now. You're not funneled from one town to another.
Yes.
You can go where you want, and you can complete the tasks that you have at hand in whatever order that you would like. And
that's interesting as well.
I really am enjoying it. So there's three main storylines that run through this game. There's the Victory Road, which is the gyms. There's the Path of Legends, where there are these giant Pokemon lurking around and you've got to go and hunt them down and defeat them.
Oh, okay.
And then there's Starfall Street, which is the defeating of the local villainous faction, a la Team Rocket
Team Rockets, and so on and so forth.
So I think they're Team Star in this game.
Okay.
And you can basically, the icons for those are added to your map, and you can just go and do them in whatever order you want. Towards the north of the map, it gets harder, and down the south of the map, it's a little bit easier.
So it's still encouraged to take things in as sort of, right, this is probably a better, easier path to start with.
But you can take off near the south, and
that, yeah,
you
that
can
is
just go do it.
That's
go,
an interesting take.
Go do what you want. And I've really enjoyed that so far. So you start off and you're going to school or Pokemon Academy. There's Naranja Academy. Probably mispronouncing that in Pokemon Scarlet. And Uva Academy in Pokemon Violet. You get your school uniform. You go to school. You've got your own quarters there. You can take classes, which are, you know, Pokemon is a game ostensibly for children. So it's teaching you the very, very basics. But you can, if you attend these different classes, not only will you pick up knowledge that you probably already know if you've played a Pokemon game before, but you also get closer to your teachers and earn some little rewards.
Yeah.
I've not really bothered with that because you're sent out in search of your treasure, which is basically yours to interpret. You're not actually seeking out a literal treasure, and it sets you on these three storylines. What will be your treasure? What's your goal?
Go complete your destiny sort of thing.
Exactly. Go find your treasure out there. So you head off into the world with your three storylines, and there's sort of a couple of characters central to each of those storylines that keep popping up as you go. And it's surprisingly affecting, I would say, the storylines. Usually it's, I'm going to be the very best because I've got to prove myself, but actually there's...
It's an excuse to just run out and capture a load of animals.
Exactly. Basically. This time it feels like there's a real emotional core to some of these stories. And that's really nice. And it's also, as a proper open world game, you're not getting your random encounters. All the Pokemon are marching around there. You can see them above ground. And when you walk into them, or when you battle a trainer, the fight happens there and then in the environment. It doesn't load a location with the spinny.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. So how much, because obviously a lot of these changes were sort of introduced as a sort of a test run, if you like, in Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Yes.
How much of that have you seen sort of translated over to this one, like the new, like the mainline series?
So I ultimately didn't end up playing a huge amount of Arceus. So I sort of bounced off it, but there's a fair amount in that you can't just throw a Pokeball at a Pokemon and catch it.
Yeah.
Which, again, citation needed for that because I can't remember. It's already sort of slipped my mind how that worked.
I believe there was like some elements, but again, I've not played it either. So
So if you throw a Pokeball at a Pokemon, you will start a battle with it.
Cool.
Or if you run into it physically, you will start a battle with it. But you can press a button so that your lead Pokemon, which can be nominated at any point out of your party, you can just send them out and they'll pop out of their Pokeball and just like run around like a lunatic in the open world in sort of your immediate vicinity.
Oh, that's really
and
nice.
Fight anything that's there without going into a battle, and you'll get XP for it, but it'll
that's
be a reduced
interesting.
Amount.
Interesting, okay.
And they'll pick up items that are scattered around the environment and things like that. So that's pretty cool. Mm. And another thing that's been translated over from more recent Pokemon titles is that all of your party will get XP.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you defeat a Pokemon or a trainer, when you catch a Pokemon, everyone gets XP. The lead Pokemon will get the most XP.
More. So but still a choice involved there,
I really like that because it means you don't have to sit around grinding each of your Pokemon individually.
Yeah, it seems like kind of a... I mean, my initial thoughts were like, what? How dare they change the formula? But, I mean, that's, you know, it's very rare that they do change the formula in Pokemon games, and that's a good thing. It does sound like a good like quality of life thing. So
and I think
nice.
it's especially it translates well with this open world approach. So you aren't just running around the same field over and over again.
Yeah.
You'll just get XP by shooting your Pokemon out of its ball and saying go fight something. Yeah. And then if you want to catch it, you can actually engage the Pokemon for real and try a proper battle.
That's a really cool change.
There are three starters as usual. You've got your grass, your fire, your water. You've got Sprigatito,
okay,
which is is a cat.
Yes.
You've got Fue Coco, who's like a fire alligator.
Yeah.
And Quaxley, who's a water duck.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I went with Quaxley, but Quaxley evolves into Quaxwell, which I was not expecting. Just the names are off the charts.
Quaxwell and Quax even more so.
No, it's got a slightly different one. I ended up nicknaming my Pokemon Birdito.
Birdito, brilliant.
So that's the direction I've gone with that. There is a sort of a legendary Pokemon on the front cover of each of the boxes, which doesn't operate the same way you would normally expect, where you get near the end game and then you get to fight and capture them.
Yeah.
But this guy sort of comes with you and is essentially your mount, so that you can press a button and hop aboard it and get around the environment a lot faster.
And that's interesting. A bit of a change from a bike.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah, it shakes things up slightly. And as you progress down certain storylines, they will get more powerful. So mine can now sprint and also jump much higher. So you can navigate the terrain and the environment a lot easier.
That's cool.
Which is good. It's also like far more, I think, cinematic as well. It feels like what they've been wanting to do for a long time in terms of bringing it close to the anime. So traditionally, you'd have a conversation with someone and then just end, like say a gym leader, you'd have a standard conversation with them. Like, here's some text. There's no voice acting in this game, to be clear. Here's some text. And then here's just a standard Pokemon battle. Maybe the music's slightly cooler, but like it's just the same Pokemon battles you've had the whole time. I've had a couple of gym battles now where they really shake up the formula in that they'll talk mid-battle and then they'll say, "Oh, but this has got to get more exciting," and it'll cut away from the action for a second as like a crowd of people come in and start cheering like watching on and stuff. So
it just smack talk out there.
I think it works. Like,
Jesus.
I really, really am surprised by how much I'm enjoying this game. I've bounced off the past few Pokemon games, but I think I'm going to stick with this one. There is one problem.
Well, the elephant in the room.
That everybody will be aware of, and that is the game's performance. I have heard people say that it's because the Switch isn't powerful enough. I've heard people say it's because it doesn't have enough of polish, because look at Breath of the Wild and how that was able to run.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Game Freak's development cycle, not given enough time. There's,
I don't know what the reason is, but the point is it does not perform particularly well. The frame rate drops very low, especially in the overworld. There's lots of pop-in of various things. Pokemon in the distance will be marching around at like 5 FPS.
I've heard of this, yes.
Even in the classroom scenes at the start of the game, there's a classroom, you know, you're being introduced to your class, and there's maybe 15, 20 kids in there, and a few of them are doing the same animation at the back, but the frame rate is really low. So I've not had any... The game has not crashed for me. I have heard that it's crashed for other people. This is going to sound like a strange compliment, but the performance issues are so... what am I trying to say? They're so consistent.
Okay, yeah.
That it almost becomes a baseline of this is how the game runs. If it, like, I've not had an issue where it really hangs noticeably. Like, if it was going really fast and then really slow, it would take me out of it. But because it so consistently runs... kind of rubbish.
Your eyes are used to like 15 frames a second.
You sort of tune it out after a while. I don't think that this is acceptable, obviously, and it's a huge shame that it does run the way it runs, and hopefully it can be patched. But it's not taken me out of the experience too much in its consistency.
Yeah.
Like it's so consistently rubbish that it's sort of you just get used to it.
I think that's an interesting way of looking at it, actually, because if it was, like you say, if it was so inconsistent all over the shop, you know, you're dropping frames here and there, way more noticeable. But at least this is something you can work with, and at least, as you say, like, a lot of the elements that they've put in there do sound quite fun. So, I mean, any other issues and or highlights you want to...
Well, I mean, everything I've said so far I consider a highlight, apart from the performance issues, obviously. There's a couple of weird issues that I've had. Like, I walked into a shop, which you do actually load into. There's like a menu that comes up when you walk through the door. So I walked through the door, because I was facing the shop when I walked in.
Yeah.
Then when I came out the shop, I was already holding down to walk away from the shop, but the camera had changed. So I then walked back into the shop. So I was like, okay, so the camera's going
to
be facing away from the shop.
Style.
Hold forward. And I was facing the shop again, and I walked in. I walked back into the shop. So I walked into the shop like three times when I was trying to leave. That's just, you know.
Shopkeeper's thinking, can he make up his mind up?
Is this guy going to buy anything? I don't know. But I, as I said, I'm really enjoying it. And I was honestly not expecting much out of it. So that's a recommend from me if you can get past the performance issues.
Yeah.
So there we are, available right now on Nintendo Switch, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Thank you to Nintendo for sending us a code for that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, the core game that's there is fantastic. Well,
yeah, I like it.
I think that gives us just enough time for a quip.
Mm, absolutely.
Would you like to?
Pokemon Scarlet, more like Pokemon Scarlet Alert.
Nice. Pokemon Violet, more like Pokemon violent performance issues sometimes, but at least they're consistent.
But at least it's consistent.
So that's cool.
Fantastic. There we are. Thanks for listening/watching, everybody.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.